Good morning, Greenville. You are tuned into the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. My name is Maddie with the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. Lynn is not with us today. Lynn is on a vacation. Yay. But I've got a couple of awesome guests here in the audience with me. My co-host today, DJ Edwards, audio engineer up from Charleston, has nothing to do with environmental education, but he's a great radio personality, so he is here. And our guest today is Ty Houck from Greenville Rec. He's the director of Greenways, Natural and Historic Resources for the Greenville County Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. That is a lot of words. His title is as long as mine is.
It is.
So welcome, Ty, and welcome, DJ. So we've got a good episode today. We are talking about ecotourism, and specifically ecotourism here at home. Ty is going to be teaching us all about the Swamp Rabbit Trail, the environmental benefits, the economic benefits, the health benefits. And we'll dive into REC and some of their sustainability programs, and we'll go from there. So let's start. Let's talk about ecotourism. So ecotourism, basically the idea is getting outside and going outdoors and enjoying nature. There's actually an International Ecotourism Society, and they define ecotourism as the responsible travel to natural areas that conserves the environment, sustains the well-being of the local people, and involves interpretation and education. So getting outside and learning about where you're going. We've got Ty Houck here, and so you are the Swamp Rabbit Trail guy.
Yeah, my kids like to call me that. They're like, oh yeah, he's Mr. Swamp Rabbit.
He made the trail.
No. Obviously, this community has been fantastic, and we've created through many partnerships the opportunity. And like I tell people very frequently, I'm just the guy lucky enough to have the day job to keep up with the demand and the desire for more recreation and more trails in Greenville County.
That's great. Yeah, more trails, always good. Well, let's talk about the history of the Swamp Rabbit Trail, going back to the 1800s, 1889, when they're first launching this railroad. Now, I'm a newbie to Greenville, so when I was doing my research, you know, I've been here for 2 years and thought, oh yeah, the trail's been here forever, right? I was wrong. So let's take us down the trip to Swamp Rabbit Trail memory lane.
Well, we won't spend too much time in the 1800s, but I do think it's kind of funny because it literally, if you look at the reports and the history of the trail and the rail line, obviously back in the 1800s, it comes across as like a couple guys sitting around at a restaurant going, hey, I got this great idea. Let's open up a railroad. And over a century, it just kept on changing hands and just businesses didn't work out. And then eventually in the late 1990s, I guess the last vestiges of a railroad just went defunct. And so we were able to get the ownership of it. The Greenville County was able to purchase the ownership of the corridor. And in early 2000s, we started the process of turning it from a rail into a trail with the idea that this is just a temporary way to hold the property together in case rail does become viable again in the corridor. An interesting note that because people always ask is, where did the Swamp Rabbit name come from? And it actually was the nickname that people riding the rail back in the 1800s and the early 1900s nicknamed the Greenville and Northern Railroad, because it wasn't very smooth, and there's a swampy area up near Furman, and they said it hopped like the swamp rabbits that you'd see along the trail.
Okay, so this wasn't actually the Swamp Rabbit Railroad. That's a pet name.
It's a pet name, exactly.
Okay. And yeah. So from the Swamp Rabbit, quote-unquote Swamp Rabbit Railroad, we get the Swamp Rabbit Trail. So you tore up the tracks, and then you've got this land, and what was the development process like?
So the development process was because railroads are part of the Interstate Commerce Network, there's some federal oversight on that. And so when the company said, we're no longer going to run railroad, it kind of went out to say, does anyone want to run a railroad on this? And they're just, you know, we had changed. We were no longer doing textiles. We didn't have all these warehouse spaces up and down the Reedy River corridor. And so no one came up and said, wanted to run the railroad. And through that process, which took a couple of years, eventually it was decided that, yes, you can go ahead under the Rails of Trail Act and turn this into a trail. And the Rails of Trail Act, like I said, just is a interim way. And we're constantly reminded that you're just holding this property in case transportation becomes viable at a interstate level.
Oh, so hypothetically in the future, we could have another rail line.
Yes.
Or could it even be another road?
No, it was never a road.
Okay.
Yeah. So you probably wouldn't do a road. It only relates to railroad. Hypothetically, you're absolutely right. Anything's possible. But the biggest impediment is the fact that the guys that started it in the 1800s wanted to bore through the Blue Ridge Mountains to get to Knoxville, and they didn't get anywhere with it. So unless someone wants to tunnel the Blue Ridge Mountains, I don't have any real concerns that we're going to be connected to Tennessee anytime soon.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
Small cool. project.
Cool. All right. So you rip out the trail and you lay down the concrete. And so how long did it take from the time that you decided to make it a trail into the actual opening of the trail?
That's a little bit of an interesting answer, because sometimes it's getting to the idea that you can do construction. So I break it down into two things. It was 7 years from the time that we said, okay, we're committed. We're going to put the resources financially and manpower towards getting the conversion. And then once we got through all the permits and all the review and all the process and all that stuff, again, 7 years of that, it took us a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
we paved 4 miles in a week because we were getting everything ready. And the excitement was there because we literally had bikes riding right behind the hot asphalt machines sinking into the asphalt. And we're like, this is 300 degree asphalt, guys. You might want to back up a little bit.
But wait another week and then come back out.
Yeah, just give us a few minutes. But they were very excited about the trail, obviously.
Wow. Okay, so you said 4 miles. So that's just the tip of the trail. So, correct. So the startup and traveler's rest.
Yes, that was the first 4 miles we did that was called the Greenville Health System Swamp Rabbit Trail. And then the next year, we figured out how to repurpose the existing railroad bridges that came into Greenville. So then we connected with the Greenville system, the city of Greenville system. They had a small corridor kind of up by Public Works where the new city park project is kind of in the news right now. And we connected into that, and then that linked us into the trail system at Cleveland Park.
Ah, so a lot of the Swamp Rabbit Trail was already existing. It just wasn't the Swamp Rabbit Trail, and you linked a lot of pieces of trail together to make a longer trail.
Correct. Like we built 10 miles in 2009 and 2010, and then that connected us to existing network of 4 miles inside the city of Greenville, and then additional pieces going south added up to what we currently are at is 19.9 miles.
Wow. That's just fantastic. I love the Swamp Rabbit Trail. I can gush. This episode is so exciting to me. So that was April of 2009 that the Traveler's Rest portion opened up, and then 2010 was the expansion?
Yes. Yeah, we're connected between the two cities.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. As a non-native to Greenville, it's always been there, right? It's just part of life. I mean, I commute on the trail. I bike to work on the trail. I run, walk, you know, do the things on the trail that people do. But it hasn't always been that way. And we'll get on into that later on in the show, the economic impacts of the Swamp Rabbit Trail, because it has been a big deal. So very cool. So yeah, Swamp Rabbit Trail goes right hand in hand with ecotourism. So the idea of getting outside. What do people use the trail most for? So it's 19.9 miles.
Right. 19.9 miles. 15 and a half miles of that are contiguous. So you could start up by Greenville Tech or down by Greenville Tech, I guess, and go all the way about 2 miles past Traveler's Rest. And so really, the term I like to use to put it into perspective of what you can use it for, it's essentially putting Main Street on a countywide scale. So people do it just to get out and kind of see, you know, just kind of like wandering the streets like of Main Street. But then also they go, well, this is a fun way to get to the restaurant tonight, or this is a fun way to go to work. And so they're using that as like a Main Street kind of thing. So a lot of recreation, but also a lot of people using it for transportation because it's just more enjoyable. And with Main Street downtown Greenville now, you, like I say, bikes always get the best parking. So if you can bike right up to your favorite restaurant and not have to deal with all the traffic, that's a little bit more of an enjoyable experience, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Get some cars off the road. Yeah, that's awesome. And I love, too, when you go down to the first time I went down to the end of the trail in Traveler's Rest, I wasn't, okay, where's it going to end? I wasn't sure. I had no idea how it was going to go down. And you get to the end, and there's a nice sign that says end of trail. So, yeah, makes it very clear. But that's a nice ride, a good Sunday afternoon bike ride, if you will.
Yeah, we liked it. It says end of trail for now.
For now, that's right. You can see potential for expansion, and we'll get into that too. You're listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are joined with Ty Houck talking about the Swamp Rabbit Trail, greenways, ecotourism, and all things being outdoors.